The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayetze. In the past Parshas that we've learned about the Gimel Oves, the three Oves, Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. The Gemara brings in Bamatzia Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara says, Ad Avraham lo haya zikna. Until Avraham's time, there was never old age in the world. When someone grew old, he looked no different, and he felt no different than anyone who was young. And then when it came his time to die, he died. If someone came and he wanted to speak to Abraham, by mistake he would speak to Yitzchok, because they looked alike. If he wanted to speak to Yitzchok, he would speak to Abraham. Father and son, they both looked alike. Now actually, here was a particular problem, not that they both looked the same age. The Gemara brings just previous to this. It states, like this: Omra Blevi, Eisa Ayem Shegomel Avraham Yitzchok Menai. When they were ready to wean Yitzchok from Sora, Osa Sudegdela, Avraham made a great feast. How you call Umeisa Elam Merananim VeEmrim? Because the nations of the world, they were gossiping, and they would say, "Re'isim zokein uskeinu shevi asufi min hashuk ve'emrim baneinuhu." They said, "Did you ever see an old man and an old woman?" Because Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90. So what did they do? They took a child that had no parents and adopted him. And they claim that this is our son, we gave birth to him. And not only that, but they make a big feast in order to substantiate that this is their son. So what did Avram do? He went and he invited the greatest people of the generation. And Sora went and invited their wives. She instructed that everyone, they should bring their little children with them that were still nursing, but not to bring the nursemaid. And Sora went and took each of the babies and she nursed them. So now they knew a miracle had happened, and Sora was able to give birth. But they still were gossiping. They said, "All right, Sora's 90 years old, she gave birth. A miracle. But who says Abraham, who was 100, he was the father?" So immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the image of Yitzchok to look exactly like Avraham. Posko kulam omru, and everybody came and said, "Avraham holid es Yitzchok." Avraham gave birth to Yitzchok. So therefore, there was a particular problem here. Not only that we did not find any old age in the world, everyone retained their youth until the day of their death. So you could not tell who was older, who was younger. But by Avraham and Yitzchok, you couldn't even tell them apart. You can't tell who was the father and who was the son. So therefore, we had the problem. That someone who wanted to talk to Avraham would talk to Yitzchok, and someone who wanted to talk to Yitzchok would talk to Avraham. By Rachame, so Abraham asked for Rachmanos, he asked for compassion to Hashem, the Havazikno, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought old age to the world. Shneamar, as it states, Avram Zokein Bo Bayomim. In Parshas Chayisora, it states Avram Zokein, Avraham was old, well into his days, and this is the first place where old age is mentioned in the Torah. Then the Gemara continues, Ad Yaakov Le'av Achulso. Until the days of Yaakov, there was never weakness or sickness in the world. Also Yaakov Bo'erachme. Yaakov came and he asked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion and Vahavachulsa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought sickness to the world. Shinamar, as it states, and this is in Parshas, right at the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, it states, Vayomer LeYosef, Hinei Avicha Chayla. It states that they told Yosef that your father is sick. Then the Gemara goes further. Ados Elisha, Lehavad Cholish Vispach. Until the time of Elisha, there was no one that ever got sick. So incidentally, so therefore, Yaakov was the first one that we find sickness in the Torah. Then the Gemara says, Ados Elisha, until Elisha came. Lehav the Cholish Vispach. There was no one that ever got sick and got cured from it. Osa Elisha Boyerach Me Vispach. Elisha went and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for compassion, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it where if someone could get sick, he could become cured. Shinama Elisha Chola Es Cholya Eshe Yomos Bay. It states that Elisha became sick from the sickness which he died from, Michal de Chola Chole Achriti. From here we hear that he was sick before, that he did not die. This is what the Gemara tells us here. The Gemara mentions Abraham, it mentions Yaakov from the three of us, but it doesn't mention Yitzchok at all. It tells us that Abraham was the one who asked for old age to come to the world, and it gives a reason why. And he's the first one that is mentioned that was old. By Yaakov, it states he asked for sickness to come to the world. The Gemara does not give any reason why. And by Yaakov is the first one that we find, therefore, sickness. And then by Elisha, he was the first one who became sick and then cured from it. The Medrash Rabbah elaborates more. The Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Samechei, in Parshas told us, Oz Dalid states like this, Vayihi Zokein Yitzchok. When Yitzchok became old, then it states that he had difficulty seeing. He could not see well. And this is when Yaakov was able to deceive him and take away the brachos from Esav. Omer Levonov, Ribbeinu Olam, Yitzchok said to Hashem, Odomu b'nai, So, first the Medrash brings Avram Tova Zikna, that Avram asked for the old age, and gives the same reason that Agamora does, because he says two people come to a place and they don't know who to give honor to. If you ma'ater someone, if you crown someone with the crown of old age, they'll know who to give honor to. So Hashem said, Chayecho dovatev tovato. By your life, it's very good what you're asking for. Umimeko umaskil, it will start with you. Therefore, mitchila sefer atkanein siv zikno. Therefore, from the beginning of the Sefer Torah until now, we do not find old age. By Abraham, it states Abraham zokin baba yomim. Then it states Yitzchok, he was Tava Yisurin. He asked that there should be physical affliction in the world. Omer Lefonav Yibaylamin, he said to Hashem, Master of the world, Odem Meis Bela Yisurin, if a person dies without any physical affliction in his life, Midas Hadin Mesucha Kenegdai, many times he still owes HaKadosh Baruch Hu a great deal for his Averus. There's the Midas Hadin, he has to face the Mishpot. He has to face the trial, and it'll come off of him in the next world. Mitech Shatom Evi Yalov Yisurin, if you'll give him some physical affliction in this world, ein midas hadin mesucha kenegdo, then he won't have to worry about it in the next world. What you're asking for is very good, and I will start it with you. We do not find in the entire Sefer Torah and Yitzchok physical affliction until by Yitzchok, when it states, when Yitzchok became old, he was blind. Yaakov toves hacheli. Yaakov asked for sickness. He said to Hashem, if a person dies without a sickness, he has no warning he's going to die. It was then the nature that a person was in good health until they died. And he died. So he says it comes without warning. He won't be able to be miyashib ben bonov, to be mitzaves bonov ubeisa. He will not be able to instruct his household and the ways he wants them to continue and put all of his affairs in order before he leaves the world. So therefore, Yaakov said, if a person is sick 2 or 3 days before he dies, well, then he has warning and he can do all of this. Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chayecho, Dovetev Tavato. Yes, what you're asking is very good. Umimeko Hu Maschil, and I will start with you. So the first time we find that someone was sick is by Yaakov. Then the Levi comes along and he merely says, Avraham chidish zikna, Yitzchok chidish yisurin, Yaakov chidish keile. Avraham brought old age to the world, Yitzchok brought physical affliction to the world, Yaakov brought sickness to the world. Then he adds, Chizkia chidish keile shi yisrapeh. Chizkia brought sickness to the world that you could become cured from. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, if until a person dies, he's always in good health, and then he gets sick and dies, he says, he'll never do tshuva. It would be better that he should get sick and then be cured, and then he realizes that he was near death and he was saved. And then he will repent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, very good. And he says, I'll start with you. And we find that Yehuda, Chizkiah, Melech Yehuda, he became sick, and he became cured, he became sick, he became cured again, until he finally died. And he did tshuva. He was the great Baal Tshuva. So we have the Gemara and the Medrash. The Medrash adds to the Gemara what Yaakov asked for. It adds to the Gemara the reason, excuse me, doesn't it? It adds to the Gemara what Yitzchok asked for. It adds to the Gemara why Yaakov asked for the sickness. And there seems to be a difference of opinions as to who brought the sickness that one would get cured from. The Argamor says Elisha, and the Medrash says Chizkio. And then we have where Argamora did not give any reason by Yaakov, only by Avraham. And then we have in the Medrash that the Rablevi comes along and he doesn't give any reason by all three. He just says what each one brought to the world. Now, at this point, before going further, we have to clarify that we spoke about this on Shabbos, but we have to clarify this point briefly, that this that Yaakov asked for sickness because we do not find sickness that came to the world before Yaakov. And this, the Meforshim, the commentators, ask that indeed we do find sickness before Yaakov. Actually, we brought on Shabbos from Geveger and the Gemara in Bometzia, which we quoted, and where he quotes a Tesfos in Baba Kama and a Chizkuni. We find it in a number of places, sicknesses. For example, we find Avraham was sick at the Bris Milah. This was before, 3 generations before Yaakov. And from there we learn out, Bika Chelim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came and visited him. We find, for example, that it states, actually one of the Talmidim brought this to my attention afterwards, was it Stephen? I'm not sure that it states, the Medrash states that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Pokad, the Elohim Pokad es Sora, brought conception to Sora. It states it was a great miracle for the whole world. Many barren women gave birth. Harbe chaylim nisrapu. The Medrash says many sick people became cured. So we see there were sick people even in the time of Avraham, much before Yaakov. Another place, for example, we see by Ishmael that when Avraham sent away Hagar and Ishmael into the desert, she had to carry Ishmael because he was sick with a fever. So there we see there was sickness before Yaakov. Another place is the Gemara brings in Bava Kama, in the first perek, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham an Evan Tova, beautiful stone, which he used to hang around his neck, and called Misha Hayachela, whoever was sick used to look at the stone and it would become cured. So they asked, we find sickness indeed before Yaakov. So what the Ri and Rabbi Natam say, there's a number of commentaries, answers on this, but the main answer that we see from the Ri and the Rabbi Natam and the Maral learns like this: there was sickness in the world. Someone could get hurt, someone could catch a flu or virus. There was sickness, but that was not a chele miso. It was not a sickness that would bring a person to death. It was a sickness that he might have brought on himself or whatever, and he became cured of it. But it was the nature of the world that sickness was not intertwined with death. Person's time to die, he died. He didn't die from a sickness. Because actually a person doesn't have to die from a sickness. Death is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and takes his soul back. So it doesn't have to come from a sickness. So there was two separate things. There was a sickness that had nothing to do with death, and death had nothing to do with sickness. So all of those other places where we mentioned, these were people that were sick, but they didn't die from that. Yaakov complained that a person dies just out of the blue. He has no warning. You must give him warning first. So he asked for a chele novice, that it should be incorporated in the nature of the world that a person dies from sickness. In other words, before it's ready, his time is ready to go, he doesn't just drop, he falls sick, and then he dies. What Chizkiyahu or Elisha, what they ask for, is a person should be stricken with Tzetzachayli, a chele mavis, but he should be able to be cured from this also. Then he can see for himself that he was on death's doorstep, and he has stood up from it, and now it's a whole new appreciation of life, and it's tshuva. See? So this is the explanation in what is the sickness that we're speaking about. Now, when one gives thought to this maimer of Chazal, one gives thought to this that the Gemara is saying is actually somewhat strange. Because the Obas, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they brought the greatest brachas to the world. One would not think, especially in our time, that these are great brachas. The fact is, if you ask the person, what are the three things that you wish that you shouldn't have? Or what are the three things you wish on your enemy? He'll tell you, firstly, I never want to get old. I don't want to be old and decrepit where I have to go into an old age home, or I have to be reliant on others. Secondly, I don't want to get sick. I want health. And thirdly, Chas V'Shalom, that there should be Yisurin, physical affliction. These are the three things that we look as clawless, as curses to the world. Here the Gemara comes and says, not only were they brachas, but they weren't even in the world until our Ovis, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov brought them into the world. This doesn't make sense, it seems. They brought the greatest brachas to the world. So what does this mean? So this evening, let's see if we concisely can give some light into this. I say concisely because we're dealing with three different areas here, and each one would really take a lot of time to elaborate on it. In accordance to what the Maral explains,
in the Agudash Hashas, Agudash Hashas there in Balmesiyah, and a bit also in Gevurah Hashem, Perek Samech Hei. He says, firstly, the reasons which are mentioned are not the main reasons why this came to the world. These are just incidental reasons. As we see, our Gemara doesn't even mention any reason by Yaakov. And this could be why Reb Levi in the Medrash comes and he repeats over exactly what the others say. But he just says, Avram chidush zikna, Avram brought in old age, Yitzchok yesurim, Yitzchok physical affliction, Yaakov cheli, sickness, and he gives no reasons. He says the reasons were more or less what precipitated the bringing of in at that time. But this is not the actual reasons as to why this came to the world. And to understand why, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the creation, he created two worlds. What is known as the Elam HaElyon and the Elam HaTachton. The spiritual world and the physical world. Or we call it Olam HaZeh and Elam HaBa. This world and the world to come. These two worlds are totally contrary to each other. One is physical and one is non-physical. One is a world of sanctity, spiritual. The other is a world devoid of any sanctity, if we separate the two. One is governed by the Teva, it's the physical nature. The other is not governed by any physical nature. One is called Olam HaEmes, spiritual world. The world to come is called the world of truth. This world is known as Alma Deshikra, the world of falsehood. The fact is, its actual name, Olam, means Laha'alim, to conceal. It conceals the truth. So they are contradictory to each other. These two worlds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in man. They're not worlds around us, they're in man. It states in Bereishis, in Perek Beis, Posuk Zayin, Vayitzor Adam Ofer Min Adam. First of all, it states that when Hashem came to create man, it says Vayitzor. He created him, it says, with two yuds. Vayitzor has two yuds in it. When he came to create animals, there was only one yud. Rashi explains, because for animals he had to create only for this world, so there was just one letter yud. Man he had to create for two worlds, therefore there are two letters, two yuds. He's a double creation. And what is his double creation? He was created from the earth, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a soul from above. So the two worlds he put into man. Now, since both of these worlds are in man, there is a constant conflict in man. Because as mentioned, these worlds are conflicting. They are totally opposite of each other. And there's this constant conflict. And Ein Shtei Malochim Mishtamshin B'Keser Echod. You cannot have two kings in one place. So there's the question, who will rule? Who will conquer? Will the physical conquer the spiritual? Or will the spiritual conquer the physical? The Oves, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, they were called Oves, Oves Olam, fathers. They were called fathers of the world, forefathers. We don't only mean they were our forefathers. They were known as Oves HaOlam, fathers of the world. Oves Michal Dika told us, because a father is someone that is machadish. He brings in something new. And they brought new levels to the world that the world never had before. Now, Abraham until his time, which was 20 generations between Adam HaRishon and Abraham, until his time the world was in darkness. What do we mean by that? The Chazal, the sages tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world. After 10 generations, he did destroy the world. He brought the whole marble, the flood. After another 10 generations, he was ready to destroy the world again. Had it not been for Abraham. The Rambam writes, the whole world was Eved Aveda Zara. Well, all idolaters. They totally forgot about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. With the exception of a few yechidim, of a few individuals scattered through the whole world. So it was a world of darkness. And it was a world of darkness because the physical level of the world had conquered the spiritual level. It ruled. And therefore man had sunk to all types of deprivations. Achebo Abraham, till Abraham came. The Midrash says, Vayhi Or, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he said, let there be light, the Midrash says he was referring to 20 generations down the line. The 20 generations later, the light will come to the world. The physical light he created in the beginning, but the spiritual light only came to the world 20 generations later. Vayhi Or Ze Abraham, this was Abraham. Abraham was the Hascholas HaOr. He was the one, states also Bereishis Bishvil Abraham. He was the beginning of the light, the beginning of the wisdom of Torah to the world. He was the one who brought the wisdom of the Torah to the world. It states as Anefesh Asher Osu Bechorom, he and Sora went and they brought Torah to the world. Until then, this was never done. Even when it came to Noah to save a world, Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't find anyone to save outside of Noah and his family. But Abraham brought the light to the world. Now this was the light of Chochmas HaTorah, the wisdom of the Torah. The wisdom of the Torah is known as the spiritual light of the world. Regular wisdom is not called light. Why? Regular wisdom can be cheshek, can be darkness. That is the Yevonim will call cheshek. An example, the wisest of all modern nations were the Germans, your maximum. What did they do with their wisdom? They destroyed the world. And this is all of the time. What do we do with our wisdom? We create greater weapons of destruction. Or we use it to murder or to steal or whatever it might be. Wisdom is merely a tool. What you do with it, there is where wisdom of the Torah comes. Torah teaches us what to do with the wisdom of the world. So therefore, wisdom of the world is not light. It's a tool. Depends what we use it for. But the Torah is light because this directs a person what to do with all that he has. And this was Abraham. Now this came from the Iskabrus HaSeichel Alaguf, from the conquering of the intellectual spirit of the person over the body. body drives a person. The physical body has its physical desires. The heart drives a person with its jealousies, with its anger, with its hatreds. See? It drives the person in that direction. But the intellectual spirit of the person, the mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the person, which he can understand Torah, if that rules and starts to conquer these powers of the body, then you come to the Or HaTorah, to the light of Torah. And this is what Abraham came to. And not only he came to, he brought the world to such a level that until Abraham it was considered 20 generations of darkness. When Abraham came, by he order, there was this light. Now this actually is the level of Zikna. This is the level of old age. We find that the sages refer to a chochem, to a person who had wisdom and Torah, they refer to him as a zokin. Like Moshe was commanded, gather together the zakenim, the elders. These were the wise. Why? It states that haleimed min ha zakenim kilu sheisi yain yoshon. Someone who learns from the elders, it's as if he's drinking old wine. Haleimed min ha yelodim, you learn from youngsters, kilishesa yain chodosh, is like you're drinking new wine. New wine is basically like grape juice. What's the difference? Because when you take the new wine, the grape is still in its full physical strength, and the wine has not matured to become what it's supposed to be. The old wine is the grape, the pulp. The grape has lost its physical, some of its physical strengths. It becomes deteriorated. And from here comes out the alcoholic product of the old wine. It's the same thing. When a person has strong powers of the body, strong powers of the heart, and they overpower the intelligence and the intellect of the person. This is like it states in the Torah, Hasheche ma'aver ene pikhi. If you give someone some money, it blinds the eyes of the wisdom. See. But as a person grows older, and these powers become lessen, they lessen these powers, then the spirit comes out in greater force. This is why the sages always refer to a chochem, a wise person, as a zokin. And this is why it states, ben shishim lezikna, when a person gets old, he has more wisdom. Avraham brought that level not only to himself, to the world. And when he brought that to the world, then he recognized that it was time that it should be incorporated into the nature of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this plan to begin with, but the world had not come to such a level. And this was a level which he gave over. So therefore, Avraham tova zikna, chidosh zikna. He asked where old age should come to the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it. So this is what Avraham asked for, and this is what he brought. And this is a brocha, because you cannot have both the physical world and the spiritual world in its totality. One must rule. So the question is, which rules? Then came Yitzchok. Yitzchok brought the world further. He built on what Abraham had and gave him. And he brought the world even to a greater level. And this level is reached through Yesurim, through physical affliction, physical difficulties. The Gemara tells us that through physical difficulties, people can grow and rise to higher heights even when they're young. They don't have to wait for zikna. They don't have to wait till they become old. But even when they're young, for example, the Gemara says, what was the purpose that we were 400 years in Egypt, in Mitzrayim? Ba'avodum bi'inu aysom. And there we were afflicted by the Egyptians. That's what brought us to the level of Har Sinai and Matan Torah. Without that, we would be on the level of the other nations. We wouldn't have come to the level of Torah, of the giving of the Torah. Chazal tell us, Parai Hikriv, when Parai pursued Klal Yisrael and wanted to destroy them as they were by the sea, it says, Hikriv, he brought Klal Yisrael closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than 100 fasts, than anything else could bring. The sages tell us that when Ahasuerus took his ring, his royal ring, and he gave it to Haman, and this was the power that Haman had over us, it brought us to a level, all of that affliction, to where we were able to say Kimu v'Kiplu. The Chazal say it was like a second Kabbalah HaTorah. It was like we received the Torah again. The Gemara in Brachas brings and Daf Hei Amar Aleph, Tanya Reb Shimon Aimer, Gimel Matonas Nosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. Three gifts. Three great gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Israel. V'kulam le'nosam ela yidei Yisurin. And these three he gave, but one can acquire only through physical affliction, through physical suffering. What were they? Torah. Torah we came to only via Egypt. Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, we had to go through a lot of suffering for. And Olam Habo, the world to come. To get to the world to come, you've got to come through via this world. This world has suffering in it. Now why? Why these three gifts must come through difficulties, sufferings? Because of the heights of these three gifts. These three gifts are way beyond physical man. Torah is beyond physical man. Look at the nations of the world. What do they have to do with Torah? The level of Eretz Yisrael is far beyond physical man. They're in the Beis HaMikdash. The world to come is far beyond. How do we get there? It says through physical difficulties. Because the physical difficulties, they mature a person. They refine the person. They purify the person. They diminish the physical elements in the person where the spirit can come to great levels. And this is why when the great Reb Lezer HaGadol was sick, he was sick and he was suffering. And all of his Talmidim, his disciples came, and each one tried to comfort him. And this one praised him this way, and this one praised him that way. He wasn't moved until the Rebbe Akiva came. And the Rebbe Akiva said, Chavivin Yesudin, how dear is affliction. And he said, tell Akiva, my Talmud, to come closer. I want to hear what he's saying. Now, when Yitzchak came, one can imagine what, when Yitzchak came, and he built even further on Abraham, and he brought the world with him. at least his descendants Israel. And he saw that the world was ready to come to another level now, where the spirit can grow even further. But that's through Yesurin. So Yitzchok Tova Yesurin, he asked for it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, the world is ready for it, the Chidush Yesurin. And therefore he brought it. Actually, well, 1 minute. Now we'll go further. Yaakov. Yaakov came, and he was Mechadish. He asked and brought Chushal Ba'ilam, sickness and weakness to the world. What was this? We find in Yaakov, we find a contradiction. From one aspect, we see that he came to the greatest heights. He is known as the Bechir Sheva Oves, the perfection of the Oves of our forefathers. He was the Ishtam. Ishtam means perfect. He was the perfect person. Shalem, Yosheva Olim, dwelled in the tents of Torah. He reached higher levels than Avram and Yitzchok, because he built on their shoulders. But he reached higher levels than them. It states Shufer, the Gemara brings in Bamatzia, Shufer the Yaakov ki Shufer Adam HaRishon, that the beauty of Yaakov was that of Adam HaRishon, of the first man. And Surase Choku Kalkisi Akovet, his image is on the throne of the Almighty. This means this is how high he reached. And we're going to learn soon where it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Yisrael ki sorisa im Hashem im Elokim v'anoshim v'atucha. He says, because you have fought with God, you fought with angels of God, and you fought with men, and you were victorious. Umitose Shlemo, and he was the one who produced the Yud Beis, the 12 Shvatim. Abraham produced the Yitzchok, but he produced the Ishmael also. And Yitzchok produced Yaakov, but he produced an Esav too. But Yaakov was perfect. All of his 12 Shvatim, all of the 12 tribes with Tzadikim were righteous. So this is from one aspect. From the other aspect, we find that we do not find any of the others that lived such a troubled life. When it came to troubles, he was the king. He was constantly a nirdof. He was always a fugitive. He was always being pursued by people or by tzoros, by troubles. If you look in Parshas Miketz, Mem Gimel Yudalad, what Rashi says, he says, Kel Shaddai Yitein Lachem Rachamim, he's sending his sons to go back to Egypt. And he's sending Binyamin back with them because they kept Shimon. He says, Kel Shakai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi, says, Mi Sho'omar La'elam Dai, he who said, when he created the world, he said, enough now, creation should stop. Yema Dai L'Tzorosi, he should say, enough for my tzoros, for my troubles. He says, Sholei Shokarati Minu'ura, Yaakov Avinu, the perfection of the others. We always look, we think that if we'll find perfection, if we'll find greatness, we'll be parted from all our tzoros. Yaakov found greater perfection than anyone. He says, Sholei Shokarati Minu'ura. He says, I never had tranquility from my youth. Tzoros Lovan gave me troubles. Tzoros Esav, Lovan Bikesh Labed Es Hakol, Lovan wanted to destroy me. Esav wanted to kill me. Tzoros Rachel, the wife of Yaakov, died on him. Tzoros Dina, his daughter was abducted. And he had to go to war to take her back. So Rish Yosef, his favorite son, was kidnapped and sold and disappeared for 22 years. So Rish Shimon. Now Shimon, he says, you've taken away from me. He's abducted in Egypt. So Rish Binyamin, and now you're taking my younger son away also. He says, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu that said enough of the creation, he should say enough of my tzoras. When he met Parai in Parshas Vayigash Mem Zayin Posuk Tes, Parai asked him, how old are you? He told him, but he said, Yemei Shnei Mugurai Shleishi Mumei Ashono, the years, my years of my wanderings were 130. Me'at V'roim Hoyu Yemei Shnei Chayai. They were not many, and they were not good days. He told Parai, Yaakov Avinu. He says, my days were not good days. They were days of troubles and sufferings. Here we see this paradox. From one aspect, we find no human being states reached greater perfection in the whole history of the world than Yaakov. And here no human being should have more tzoras and more troubles in his whole life than Yaakov Avinu. Another question we can ask in Parshas Vayeshev, right at the beginning, it says Vayeshev Yaakov. Vayeshev means he wanted to sit back. And soon after starts the tzoras with Yosef. They went and they kidnapped Yosef and they sold him. So the Chazal say, Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva. It was a long time now. Yaakov was older. He finally got over Lavan, and now he got over Esav, and now Rachel, and the whole business. He's finally back home. Bikesh leishev Yaakov b'shalva. Yaakov wanted now to live out the rest of his life quietly. Immediately, the great anger and trouble and sorrow of Yosef fell upon him. Tzadikim evakshim leishev v'shalva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my righteous ones, they want tranquility in this world. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu leidayin letzadikim ma'ashem esukun lehem le'ilam abo. Hashem says it's not enough for my righteous ones the great world they'll have in the next world. Ela shemavakshin leishi b'shavla be'ilam azeh. They want tranquility in this world also. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? What was the matter? So Yaakov will have a few years of peace. He will have a few years of peace and quiet. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? The answer to this is like we said, the two worlds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and the two worlds that he put into man, one is antithesis to the other. They are conflicting and contradicting to each other. And it's impossible for a person to rule over both worlds. And that's what the Gemara says. You can't have two tables. You cannot have perfection of both worlds. You cannot have total barocha of both worlds. Because the worlds conflict with each other. They resist each other. You can have a little of one and a little of another. But you want to rule. No, you can't rule over both worlds. Until Yaakov, there was no one that reached the height of to rule over the Olam Elyon, over the world, the spiritual world. No one reached that. Avraham started, Yitzchok built more, but no one reached perfection in the Olam Elyon of the upper worlds. If no one reached perfection of the upper worlds, so they could have a lot of this world also. To the contrary, we find that actually Avram and Yitzchok, they were great Bali Brocho of this world. They had a lot of Brocho in this world. Avram became a famous person. Nesi Elokim, he was known as a king. He was powerful. He was Noshe Muflik. He had enormous wealth and power. And also Yitzchok. He had great Brocho and blessing in this world. But they hadn't reached total perfection of the upper worlds. When Yaakov came, and he worked, and he labored a lifetime, and he reached the heights of the Kisei HaKovod, of the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he became the master of the great spiritual world, then this world no longer could be his place. And actually, he gave this world to Esav. It states, we mentioned many times, that when Esav came and he said, by the Nezir HaDoshim, in the beginning of Parshas told us, he said, give me what you're making. And Yaakov says, there's something you have that I want. What is that? This is your firstborn birthright. Esav said, what good is the firstborn birthright? He says, this gives a person the schus, the right, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was like the kohuna, the priesthood. Yaakov said, that's what I want. That's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the perfection I want. Esav said, he says, I'm more interested in the Nezir HaDoshim. He says, I'm interested in the porridge you're making. Why? Because the porridge you're making will give me life on this world. And this birthright that I have is not going to do me any good on this world. He said, Hine anecha halech lomus. I'm going to die at the end of this. Lomeli ze becheiru, what I need is birthright. You're telling me because one day I'll rule over the next world? He says, I don't believe in the whole business. Mikan kofar Esav b'tchias ha'nesim. Esav didn't believe. He says, I want this world. So Yaakov said, I'll make you a deal. He says, you give me your firstborn birthright, and I'll give you all the porridge you want. I'll give you everything I have in this world, and you give me what you have for the next world. And there was a trade-off. Vayomer Yaakov Ishavali. He says, swear to me, Yaakov said. Vayishavali. Esav swore to him. Vayimkor es becheirosei li Yaakov. He sold his firstborn birthright to Yaakov. Vayakov nosen leesav lechem unazir adoshim vayecha vayesht. And Yaakov gave him all of the porridge and the bread and whatever he wanted to eat. Vayokem vayelech. And Esav was happy. And he went. And the Torah testifies, Vayives Esav es habechora. Esav disgraced the next world and everything it stood for. And it was through this that Yaakov gained the broches from his father Yitzchok, which Avraham gave to Yitzchok. And Hashem gave to Avraham and to Yitzchok that your seed will be the blessed seed of the whole world, and it'll bring the whole v'nivruchu b'chol kol mishpachos kol goyei haaretz, that the nations of the world will all be blessed because of you, because Rivka told him, you take the brochas, because he sold the birthright to you, they belong to you. And when Esav later came to Yitzchok and he said, where's my brochas? And Esav and Yitzchok said, I've given them to Yaakov. He said, Pamayim, twice he's stolen from me. First he stole my birthright, now he's stealing the brochas. So Yitzchok asked, well, what do you mean? And he explained to him. So he says, Gam Boach Tia. Then he should be blessed because you gave it to him. So Yaakov when he rose up and he became a master of an unlimited world, an unlimited future, then no longer was his domicile, no longer was his place here. He dealt in upper worlds. Esav, this became his place, not over there. This is why we find the Chazal tell us that Esav and his seed, this was Rome, and all of the great nations that came from Rome have so much broch on this world. They became powerful nations and they built great cities. There's Rome, and there's Venice, and there's Berlin, and there's London, and there's Paris, and it goes on and on. Well, Yaakov has a little land, piece of land of Eretz Yisrael, that for 2,000 years, this is the Golos Esav. Esav won't let him have it. Now, the Gemara brings the Gemara brings in Baba Kama, and the Pasuk in Keheles states Hashem Yevakesh Es HaNirdof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Nirdof. The Nirdof is the one who's pursued, a fugitive. So the Gemara asks, what does that mean? And this is the Gemara in Baba Kama in Sadeh Gimel Amar Aleph, and this is a Medrash in Keheles. So the Gemara says, Yisrael Nirdof Mikola Umesh. There is no nation in the world that is chased like Israel. Ubacha b'Israel, and Hashem chose Israel. Shor nirdof mibnei ari. The ox is chased by the lion. Eiz mibnei nomer. The goat is chased by the leopard. Kevas mibnei ze'ev. The sheep is chased by the wolf. Lehikriv lefonav lemin areitvim elemin anirofim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you should bring me sacrifices, he didn't ask for those, for the lion or for the leopard or for the wolf, but he asked for the ox and the goat and the sheep. Omar Baba La'elam Te'imin Adidofim. A person should always rather be from those who are pursued than those who pursue, because there's no one that's pursued more than the Taurin of Yonah. From all of the birds, there is no one that is pursued more than the doves and the turtle doves. The eagle and the hawk all pursue them. And only those are kosher for the altar. The explanation in this is the Maral explains, because to hold on to a piece of land, you have to stand in it with both feet. To hold on to a piece of land, this has to be your place. When we see nations are able to hold on to their land, this means this is their place. Just like it's not easy to move the Chinese out of China or the Indians out of India, this is their place. When we see it's not easy to move the lion out of his territory, this means this is his place. That means that they have an identity with this world. If you find something in this world that can be dislodged easily, that means it's not their place. They're not standing there with both feet, they're standing there with one foot, and they can be knocked over easily. And that means this is not their place. And this is by Yaakov and this is by Israel. It's not his place. He stands with one foot in this world and one foot in another world. Esav stands with 2 feet in this world and no feet in the other world. Yaakov lives in both worlds. This is what the dream he saw with the Sulamutz of Arso. He saw a ladder that went from this world all the way into the next world. And the same, therefore, when you see an animal or a bird that is Minan Yedothim, can be dislodged easily, that means this is not really their place. So if it's not their place, why not? Evidently, they were given some spiritual element, where they therefore cannot totally identify with the physical world like the other physical animals can. And because of this spiritual element, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, these are the korbonos, these are the sacrifices I want on my Mizbeach. So the same with Yaakov and Israel. From all of the nations of the world that pursue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not choose them. Because they can't identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they cannot identify with Torah and Mitzvahs. That's beyond them. This is their world. They'll have great success in this world, but they'll have no success in anything beyond this world. But when it comes to a nation that is constantly pursued in this world, and this came from Yaakov, that means that this is not their total world. They live in another world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's my nation. They can identify with me. This world to them, they're only merely passing through. They do not live and die in this world like the others, but they are merely in passing through. This is why it states that Yaakov was Yoshev Olim. Why does it say he was the dweller of a tent? It should be a bayis, a house. Why a tent? Because tents is what people use when they travel from one place to another. Yaakov was merely traveling through this world. He was interested in the Kisei Yaakov and in the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the Goy HaOretz, by the nations of the world, there you'll read about the great homes and palaces of Austria and of Hungary and of Germany and of France and England. Because they are not passing through. They are born here, and they die here. Like Esau said, Lama li b'cheiro, what do I need for the next world for? This is my world. So therefore, when Yaakov came into the world and he grew to this height and he saw this and he brought this to the world now. He lifted the world up where people could reach to higher worlds. He says, therefore, Tovachusha, this is time for a weakness to come into this world. And this weakness was the weakness that came into the world that first he was sick and then he died. Because this is a weakness of this world. As we brought, because the two worlds are contradictory. You can't have a totality of both worlds. One is going to have to be the total world and the strong world, and the other one will have to be the weak world. The Gemara says you cannot have two tables. So this was the level Yaakov brought. And this was states, Yaakov was Tovachul Shal, he asked for this weakness, and the Chiddush, he brought it into the world. So these are the three levels that the Ovis, the fathers, brought into the world. And actually, these are great brachos, because it's through these brachos that his destiny is not locked into the physical world, but where he can break through the physical world and rise to much higher heights beyond the world. This is what they brought to the world. And actually, if we look generally, like mentioned, that these are three curses to the world. Who wants old age, and who wants sickness, and who wants physical affliction? Actually, if one would look, in retrospect, what would a world be without affliction, without sickness? You take by the goyim of the world, they're not arrogant enough. The only time you see some humility by them is when they're cut down to size. The arrogance is enormous. The only time you see by many of the nations of the world that they have a little compassion is when they've experienced some difficulty themselves. Had they not experienced those difficulties, they would have no compassion whatsoever. As it is, what kind of a rahmanis and compassion do they have? You see what they do to each other. If one looks in retrospect, what does one grow from? You take someone who's brought up in a family where everything is fed to him with a golden spoon. We know what he turns out to be. Who were the great people in the world? Those who had enormous challenges and tests and difficulties. They grew to be the great people. What would the world be if all the nations of the world were fed with golden spoons? Rahmana litzlant, what a world it would be. The deprivation that the world would sink into. This is what we're speaking about. The physical world by itself pulls the person down into the depths of deprivation, into the depths of arrogance, of cruelty and everything else. His spirit pulls him up into the greatest heights of perfection and greatness. And this is the constant struggle that's within man, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put both worlds in man. And Esav chose the physical world, and we see what came from his seed. Yaakov chose the spiritual world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the nation I have chosen, because through you will be blessed all of the nations of the world. Otherwise I would have destroyed the whole world. And therefore Abraham was the Or, he was the first light to come to the world, and that was the first level. And Yitzchak added on that, and Yaakov added even to greater heights. So this is the basic explanation in these three levels that our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, brought to the world.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za. Via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.